SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Biden administration is urging Congress to reauthorize a spy program.
Time is running out to keep Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act going before it expires at the end of December. The White House says the spy program is vital to preventing terrorism, catching spies, and disrupting cyber attacks. Administration officials warn lawmakers that without the program, the government won't be able to collect crucial intelligence overseas. But civil liberties advocates insist that changes are needed before the program is reauthorized. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the New Hampshire first in the nation presidential primary will be on January 23rd, 2024. The state is defying President Biden and the Democratic National Committee's plans to give South Carolina the party's first primary contest. New Hampshire has held its first in the nation primary status for more than a century. The vote on a tentative contract with GM is currently too close to call.
Voting on a tentative contract agreement between General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union that ended a six-week strike against the company appears to be too close to call. Workers at several large GM factories have turned down the deal. Factory in Arlington, Texas, with about 5,000 workers, has voted more than 60% to approve the deal so far, with voting at GM to wrap up Thursday. Voting at Ford continues until early Saturday, where so far the deal is passing with 66.1% voting in favor. And at Jeep maker Stellantis, the contract was overwhelmingly passing, with Stellantis voting continuing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Sephora has become the latest company to act against shoplifters nationwide, removing all perfume and fragrances from their shelves. Only sample bottles will be available. This is SRN News. A leading Christian researcher says part of the reason America is in trouble is because her churches have gone astray. Dr. George Barnes, co-founder of the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University.
As we've interviewed senior pastors across the country, we found that there are five factors that our churches typically measure. How many people show up, how much money we raise, how many programs we offer, how many staff people we've hired, and how much square footage we built out. Jesus didn't die for any of those things.
And there's another problem.
Also, in interviewing pastors of churches across the country, what we find is that only 37% of Christian pastors have a biblical worldview. That's barely one-third.
He says churches need to fix their problems. He just released a new book for parents called Raising Spiritual Champions, Nurturing Your Child's Heart, Mind, and Soul. This is SRN News. Britain's Supreme Court rules against the government's plan to send illegal immigrants to Rwanda, claiming it's against the law.
This is a big moment, both legally and politically. The Supreme Court has now unanimously decided asylum seekers can't be sent to Rwanda. It says there is evidence Rwanda might not be able to give them a fair hearing and might send them back to their home countries where they could face inhumane treatment in clear breach of the United Nations Convention on Refugees. So a key part of Rishi Sunak's policy for dealing with the small boats crossings is in tatters. His only options would appear to be getting Rwanda to improve its standards or for the UK to leave key conventions of the European Court and the United Nations.
Sunak's pledge to stop illegal immigrants from reaching Britain via small boats. United Health Group is getting sued, accused of using faulty AI to wrongly deny coverage. More details at SRNnews.com.